Chapter 37.
Of course I remember your mother.
Freddie Burden had a broad Bronx accent. Your mother.
Of course I remember Maria. Who wouldn't? What do you think I am, a monster?
And his speech broke up into coughing. He looked older than his age, Joshua thought. Old, shrunken over an imploded chest. Face angular and bony. He was like a sick bird. His skin tones were grey. Even his clothes, a worn jacket and trousers, looked grey, as if stained with ash. He claimed that his emphysema was a legacy of heroic volunteer work he'd done in the aftermath of Yellowstone, helping the victims escape, even though he'd already been in his 50s then. Joshua suspected that was bullshit, that smoking had done the damage. Even now, Freddie's fingers were stained nicotine yellow. They were in a charity home, a big boxy construction of timber and concrete, typical of a low earth footprint city. Outside, the air of this version of Brooklyn was faintly smoggy, like a memory of how its datum parent had once been. Freddie looked dwarfed, out of place and out of time. He was lucky, Joshua thought, to have finished up in a refuge like this. Joshua made a silent resolution to pump some money into the place, but out of his father's sight, and out of his reach. Freddie, Joshua learned, had trained as an electrician, but had never got a qualification. He'd drifted from job to job, spiraling down as he'd aged. He'd never had family, not after Maria, and had never accumulated money.
"Of course I remember Maria," Freddie said again. "Look, I was no stepper, even with a box. When I tried it, I puked my guts up. But I had the genes, didn't I? And so did your mother. And look what we made."
He coughed again, but grinned a ghoulish expression.
"The great Joshua Valiente, the world's most famous stepper. The only good damn thing I ever did was you, son."
"How did you find my mother?"
"Well, they sent me the name, an address."
"They?"
"A bunch of bankers representing the families. The fund, you know. And there was a check inside that first letter with a promise of more if I went to see her. If we got to know each other, if we married, if we had a kid. A regular installment plan. But it wasn't, you know, compulsory. Just a kind of suggestion. And the money wasn't that much, looking back. If I'd ever had any money, I probably would have turned it down."
"But you had no money." Freddie grinned wider.
"Not then. Not now. So I thought, what's there to lose? At least I can go meet the girl. You have to understand, she was only 14 then. This was in the nature of setting up a long-term relationship between us. So I pocketed the dough and headed over to Madison, Wisconsin, and looked for the family, only to find..."
"She'd run away."
"Yeah."
He coughed, hawked, and spat into a handkerchief.
"She'd have some version of the same letter. Wasn't happy at home anyhow. And now there was this pressure to hook up with some stranger. Only 14. Well, I tracked her down."
He tapped his forehead.
"See? I'm no stepping superhero like you, but I had a brain on me then. She was in this home for kids."
"On Allied Drive."
"Was it? Can't remember. I do remember those nuns. I asked for Maria. Said I was a cousin. Well, I was, wasn't I? They didn't trust me further than I could spit. Don't blame them, looking back. I was 17 years old and a piece of work. You know what I'm saying? I might have given up."
"If not for the money."
"If not for that. Then I saw her coming back from school. That was what did it for me. God, she was beautiful. You got your looks from my side. God have mercy on you. Well, I wasn't going to give up after that. I found a way to get to her."
"How?"
"Bribed a cleaner. It all became a scandal when..."
"I know. Freddie, she was only 14.
"Yeah, Mr. High and Mighty, Well, I was only 17, so there. Look, Joshua, you want me to tell you it was love at first sight? All I know is we liked each other. And I took her out a couple of times. She found a way to sneak out.
He submitted to another coughing spasm.
We were just kids, okay? But I made her laugh, and she was rebellious and cute as hell. We had fun, that's all. At first. Though the nuns gave her a tough time.
But you had the letter from the fund in your pocket. Did you think you were entitled to her, this beautiful kid? That you had some kind of rights over her?
No, it wasn't like that. Christ, you should have been there. Look.
And he seemed embarrassed. He leaned forward and whispered,
We never went past first base, okay? Until one night.
Do I want to hear this, Freddy?
He shrugged his hunched shoulders.
You came to me, remember?
It was a summer night, 2001. She was looking her best. She had this cute pink angora sweater, and I remember she always wore this dumb little monkey bracelet that her mother had once given her, and I had a bottle of Jack Daniels I'd lifted. Oh, Christ, Freddy.
What do you want me to tell you? It was ordinary. Just a fumble. We were drunk. We went too far. Ordinary. Sorry if that's not what you want to hear.
He leaned closer, and Joshua could smell the cigarette smoke on his breath.
And I know it was illegal, but I never forced her, okay? I was stupid, not bad.
So she got pregnant.
Caught first time. Just our luck.
And you ran out? Freddy spread his hands.
What would you have had me do? I couldn't support her, let alone a kid. Even if it had been legal. I was a kid myself. Yeah, I ran. I figured those nuns would look after her better than I ever could.
Not well enough, Joshua said grimly. Freddy looked at him.
So that's it. That's the story, the top and bottom. I was just a kid, and I lived a whole life since then. If you want me to tell you I never loved again, I'd be lying. But I never forgot her, Joshua. Hurt me years later when the fund told me she died.
You never came to find me, did you?
He laughed sourly.
Yeah, that would have gone down well. So now you found me. Now what?
Joshua thought that over for a long moment. Then he stood.
I guess our business is done.
Oh, is it? You think you got closure now?
He made quote marks in the air with his fingers, to Joshua a very old-fashioned gesture, highlighting an old-fashioned word.
Hey, where you going? Will you come see me again?
Joshua considered that. Maybe.
Listen.
Freddy called after him.
I know you're disappointed. Whatever you expected of me, good or bad, I've always been that at heart. Disappointing. But I'll tell you something, Joshua. You never knew about me, but I knew about you. Followed you in the papers and online. How could I not? After step day and all. Maybe I never came to see you, but I never asked you for money, did I, Joshua? And I'll tell you something else. I never went back to the families for the money they owed. I mean for fulfilling the contract, for knocking Maria up. That was the point of it all, wasn't it? I never asked for that money, Joshua. Even though I was old. That's gotta count for something, isn't it? Even though I was old!
Sally said. And that was it?
That was it.
Have you been to see him again? Joshua shrugged. I guess I will, when this latest lobsang business is blown over.
Just an ordinary guy, huh?
Yeah, not some demonic seducer. And not much older than me, though he looked it. That was the strangest thing. Didn't feel like he was a father at all. We were just two old men together. Well, I got that monkey off my back, I guess.
You atoned with your father, Joshua.
important step on your spiritual journey as a mythic hero. He squinted up at her.
You laughing at me?
Me? Never. And I guess that whatever you say about Hackett and his cronies, they achieved what they set out to achieve. They changed the genetic composition of mankind. They changed the world, the whole future.
And screwed up our lives in the process.
True, she said. So what now?
So now we eat, sleep, or at least I do. And in the morning, I go call the cops. And then we go find Grandpa Lobsang.
He studied her.
Deal?
She closed her eyes, cradling her rifle. Then she said, Deal.